The Pinder Report, brought to you by MotorWorks. Don't trust your BMW to just anyone. MotorWorks has the latest BMW tools and software for diagnostics and repairs without dealer's prices on 51st Ave and 3rd Street Southeast.
Ryan Pinder.
Hey, boys, how we doing? Wednesday. We got new coaches, GM offers, contract extensions, and bums about to be cut from the major leagues of baseball. But we start with the NHL, where the Tampa Bay Islanders are trying to keep their season alive. Bolts looking to join the Stars in the Stanley Cup Final. Let's pick things up 1-0 already for the Islanders.
Here's Shen with a stretch pass to the Islander line. Blake Coleman down the right way. Shot stopped by Varlamov. Gord missed the rebound of the slot. Then Hedman follows up and scores.
Eighth of the postseason. First to do that since Brian Leetch. He was good. Other players to have 8 goals as blue liners in a postseason or more. Paul Coffey had 12. Bobby Orr eclipsed double digits. And Brad Park as well. That's good company, Dean, as well, of those 4 gentlemen that got 8 or more. 3 of the 4 won Stanley Cups those years. Hedman has been a beast. We just finished talking about that. No surprise there. He could.
He's fun to watch for in a day, like you said, where it's excitement on the blue line. You think of Hughes and Makar and the guys that are really flying around. Mm-hmm. He's a bit of a throwback in a way, not to like the 70s, but just so big, so powerful, so strong. Warner, how much did you play much against him or at all against him?
No, not really.
Not really.
I don't even know if I did play against.
Yeah, because I'm trying to.
I don't. We played so little against the East that I can't even remember.
But I feel like he would be one of those guys. You know, he's big, and then you get beside him on the ice. This guy's he's a monster. He's just a giant.
They showed his clip from the Don Cherry talking to the prospects at the Cup Final that used to go every year. It's like, oh my God, he's so young. He's a puppy. Just
not
a
anymore.
Puppy. His first season in the league, by the way, retro, was 09-10, so you missed him, I'm guessing.
Yeah. Yep.
Close.
Damn.
Yeah. All right, well, we'll move along. 1-1 at that point in the hockey game. The Islanders really struggling to get the puck to the net. Tied at 1 through 40 minutes, their season on the line, it took them over a half period to muster a shot on net. In a game they needed to win. Then they got into some trouble. A late double minor. Sergachev took a stick to the face. And the Tampa Bay Lightning couldn't score on the first minute 23 of the power play, but carried 2:37 into overtime. No goals, though. Just 4 shots a team in overtime. 1, that's it. 4 per team. And we were off to overtime number 2, where, oh, dear, Kucherov at the post. Kind of like that. And then this for the Islanders.
Anders Lee knocks it to center. 2-on-1 chance for the Islanders. Lee down the left wing in front for Eberle. He shoots and scores. Jordan Eberle, Mr. Clutch, ends the game for the Islanders. There will be a game 6 on Thursday night.
Yeah, Mr. Clutch, the former Oiler, the Calgary boy. Huge goal there. Isles still alive. Eberle mobbed in the corner. Varlamov belly slides into the pile.
We're not going home.
Not going home.
I guess he is a playoff performer after all, guys. You don't need to.
You figure. You know, like, here's the thing. You take runs at me. You know, I try and come up with things. And now it's making its way on a regular basis into the show. I almost feel like,
you know, that was Jay. I didn't put it in the script.
Almost feel like an apology is soon to be in order if it isn't already.
There's a lot
boom,
there.
Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, Jay?
It's absolutely in the script.
Yeah, you know what, Jay? I know. It's okay. I know.
So, boys, no hockey today.
Oh, yeah.
I'll stay alive. This is just the 4th day since the 1st of August. It was one day after the play-in round. That fourth day since August 1st, there's been no games. There was one day between the play-in round and round one that there's no games. There was 2 as players stopped to keep awareness on social justice issues in the States. And then there's tonight. Maybe date night? Take the shoveler for a martini retro? Stroll the neighborhood with the pharmacist, Dino?
No days off!
I got my hands full with these nightly walks. That's all I can handle.
Okay. Shoveler? Date?
Maybe we should try a walk. Is it good, Dean? You like it?
It's great. You know what it is? It's exactly what I want to do at about 7 o'clock after my belly's full of dinner.
Oh, yeah.
It's really high
on
my...
It just helps with the digestion process,
yeah,
I'm sure.
Really great.
You just crop dust in the neighborhood or what?
No, dog park. Go to the dog park.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
They got strong noses, those dogs. Yeah. That could be cruel. Considered very cruel. More NHL news yesterday. A new deal for one of the top defenders in the NHL yesterday. Jonas Brodin, a 7-year extension. Doesn't start this season. It'll kick in the following year. They're eligible to extend him now. $6 million per. Here's what the numbers tell you. Superb defender. Tough minutes. Big minutes. And not a lot of chances against the Wild when he's on the ice. They also saw an uptick in his usage and minutes after making a coaching change. They really like them some Brodin. This does not look like pandemic pricing. Thoughts on the deal?
I don't know enough about him. I mean, honestly, you said Jonas Brodin, and I honestly don't know if he's good, bad, or indifferent.
You're right. I think it is pandemic pricing. He goes from just over 4 to 6. He's long-term. The cost certainty, is that that's the one thing I think you hear a lot of right now? They know what they've got in the player, and now they know what they've got in terms of price. I think what it's going to do is it's going to push a Matt Dumba deal. Which may or may not talk about later. But with expansion right around the corner, I would guess you'd rather move Dumba for something that you could keep or have more. They clearly have picked their horse here.
Yeah, they can keep 4D, but you can only keep 4 forwards if you do that. And I think you'd rather keep 7 forwards 3D. Those are sort of the two options you get as GM. And there are some interesting young forwards there that I don't think they'd want to have available. It certainly would make sense if you heard that there was a lot of phone calls with the Calgarian's name being mentioned. He's a 26-year-old right-handed D, 3 years left at $6 million per. Calgary boy. Good Calgary boy!
And no move, no trade. He is...
Sure.
He can be shipped wherever, whenever, so... I think that's something to keep an eye on for sure.
Does the Brodin deal do anything for a Brody comparison or not in your minds?
I don't. I'm with Rhett here. I try and not watch the Minnesota Wild if I get an opportunity to do it. I'm forced to every once in a while when they play the Flames. But again, you spend more time watching Spurgeon because he's more dynamic. Suter's on the ice all the time, and you watch Dumba all the time because he's got more flair to him. Does he move as well? Is he as mobile as Brody, or do they just have similar last names minus the N and the E?
There is a lot of similarities in the spelling. I wonder if that affects the marketplace.
It might, because they're nearly... Yeah. You could save on the name bar. Just take the E and the N, right. So I don't know.
We'll give Brody 5.99999 and 50 cents. Yeah, that's okay. A couple of quotes from scouts just texting some people last night. I think he's the best defensive defenseman in the league. Very under the radar league-wide. Usage is up this year. And another one saying that similarly, one of the best defensive defensemen, but there's not a lot of offense there. So those are two guys that watch it for a living. And
Rhett, who wants
both
defensive defensemen? You know, you need points, don't you? Out of your
D-man. Gotta get points to play.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy, though? This is so not the defensive defenseman from Rhett's era at all, right? Because you don't see him as a guy winning battles. You don't see him as a physical guy. You don't see him as necessarily a shot blocker. He just spends all night in the other end. He doesn't really create much, but he's never in his own end, it seems. So,
he's a perfect wild defenseman.
So him and Suter and Scandella locked in long-term. And, yeah, the question becomes, does Matt Dumba stay there, or is the natural conclusion that it's time for him to move along or at least be dangled? Coaching news in the NHL, Peter Laviolette in Washington. We heard that news yesterday morning. Here's more news surrounding, where's the pandemic pricing? Because a defensive defenseman for $6 million, that's not a deal. And how about a head coach making in the high $4 million a year, $15 million bucks nearly over 3 years for Laviolette being rumored.
Billions and billions and
billions and billions and
billions and billions.
Not quite billions, but that's where are the deals, guys? I thought we were getting deals.
Coaches don't need deals.
Yeah, that guy's going to get paid. That's the, when you're top of market, I guess you probably are going to get paid. You can probably sneeze or thumb your snout at pandemic pricing.
Right.
I'm using. Well, and I don't think Washington was in a situation where they could look like they were going to cut the corners on coaching.
Well, and to that point, Rhett, like how many years left in that Washington window? It's got to be now, or they're not getting another ring, right?
Three. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, Ovi. We just don't feel like spending the extra million and a half.
That's what they said 2 years ago with Reardon, though, basically, wasn't
again?
It?
Again? You're going to do this? Again. All right. Fair enough.
And, yeah, do we think that Jeff Ward came in the high fours or maybe a little less than that?
No, I'm sure nothing it's public near there. Four. Three and four.
Is one near four?
Backpack.
Let's go to the desert, where Bill Armstrong, AGM in St. Louis, is rumored to be the lead candidate.
Bill?
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 Hello, Bill.
Hello, Bill.
That was leaking out of reports in Arizona yesterday. Then, during one of the intermissions last night, Elliot confirmed that he was indeed offered the job as GM. Now, he would take the reins from Steve Sullivan, who's the interim guy who replaced John Chyka, who left the club.
See ya!
And Mr. Armstrong, while it probably would be really neat to be a GM in the NHL, here's what he would be inheriting. The unloaded picks and prospects to add Taylor Hall, who they're probably not going to be able to retain, free agent. Then we're stripped of a first and a second for prospect visit violations. Their next two drafts sees the Coyotes with a single pick in the first three rounds combined.
What is going on?
Although they do lose that one pick if Hall does resign.
Yeah, that's right.
And apparently the new owner was already late on per diem checks in the bubble.
This is going great.
So, yeah, new owner, everything's better in the desert, right? Or is it just the same old yotes?
So it's weird to hear players like Oliver Ekman-Larsson thinking maybe it's time to get out.
It was weird to hear him extend for 8 years a year early the first day he could, I'll tell you that.
They got no picks in the first three this year and just the one second rounder next year. I'd kind of forgotten about the punishment that they got.
And it was not lenient. Like that was we're making an example of you. This is a play by Gary's rules league or you're going to get torched. And they did.
Yeah,
you start to connect the dots. Like Chyka sees that coming. Why would you hang around? I'll take worse than a lateral move. Get me out of here.
Never mind the
new owner that might not be as wealthy as everyone thinks.
I haven't gotten my paycheck.
You got to go see accounts receivable. Sorry, Christian Dvorak. Second floor.
This envelope feels a little light. usually some more bills in here. The money's owed in my direction. It seems to be in arrears. I know it's the bubble, but still there was an agreement made, I believe.
Told me to talk to payroll, but I talked to payroll. They sent me over here.
Not a handshake deal.
Told me to talk to payroll, and then payroll told me to talk to Mr. Lumberg, and I still haven't received my paycheck, and he took my stapler, and he never brought it back, and then they moved my desk to storage room B, and there was garbage on it.
That's Nick Schmaltz.
And there was garbage on it.
It's a shame, Nick. Yeah. That's Antti Raanta.
Moved his desk.
Just move him to Houston or Quebec City already. Get someone that can afford to pay the players. Why is this so hard? Let's go to the majors.
I moved my desk four times already this year, and I used to be over by the window, and I could see the squirrels, and they were married.
Jacob Chychrun. Defenseman Jake Chychrun.
Could see the squirrels.
That's right, Jake. Yeah,
they're married.
Yeah, he's in the bubble. Okay. Jays and Yankees, boys.
Poop in my pants.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it went. Jay's got a clinic on how to not catch the ball yesterday in right field from Derek Fisher.
You're a bum!
He dropped a sure out and whiffed on a catchable ball. That cost the Jays a lead and Taiwan Walker, their starter's services for the night. He lasted just 1 2/3 inning with a single earned run, but seven in total. That means six unearned runs. It quickly turned into a bullpen day for the Blue Jays. They went from Walker to Yamaguchi to K to 100 Miles Giles, who's probably a little low on velocity, mm-hmm. to Barucci, to infielder Santiago Espinal, who lofted in 50-mile-an-hour tosses but saved the Jays an arm for today. None of them fared well. Here's Yamaguchi's night following the disaster that was the unearned runs for Taiwan Walker. Walks his first three guys, plunks the next two.
Ow!
Yeah, seven earned runs for him on the night. The next four relievers allowed six runs combined. Espinal was laughing in the ninth. Here's why. Big home run. Jalen Mayhew. 48.7-mile-an-hour pitch. It's the slowest in the bigs that's been hit out of the park since 2009.
Fast game.
No, no, it's not, Dion. LeMahieu had a night. Vladdy did finish a triple short of the cycle, but that paled in comparison to some of the gaudy numbers for the Yankees sluggers. LeMahieu, Voit, and Gary Sanchez combined for 14 RBIs and four home runs.
Who's the pitchers in this game?
It'll be Garrett Cole against Tanner Roark tonight from the Bronx. Boom. If I'm Charlie Montoyo, hey, Tanner. You got 120 pitchers. We're going to let you see the lineup a third and even a fourth time if you want. Don't suck tonight.
No? I didn't mind.
Yeah.
Didn't take it all in. I just kind of dipped in and out. Had a lot going on, walks and whatnot. But I enjoyed what I took in.
Got one of their two big bats back. They got former Duster turned All-Star at the third base back, Gio Urshela. Getting better, those Yankees.
That's right.
Yeah. To the NBA, let's go. Canadian star Jamal Murray hung 40 on the Clippers. That scraps a battle of L.A. that could have been the West Final. Instead, it's Nuggets-Lakers. 104-89 the final there. We'll see you later, Kawhi. Bye-bye. First time ever a team has rallied from down 3-1 twice in a playoffs. The Nuggets! Gotta have my Nugs! How about the Canadian? This is unreal. What a story. Huh? Yeah, very hot. That's right. Earlier in the day, Heat beat the Celtics in overtime, 117-114. That was game one of, winner of that one goes to the NBA Finals.
What a match.
Was it?
It was.
Good. All right.
Great finish.
Tatum thought he had it. Swatted.
Yeah.
Jimmy Buckets, what a name.
Bam Adebayo.
Bam Adebayo.
What a name.
Doesn't sound like a CCR song. Anyway, Nick Nurse, a new multi-year extension with the Raptors.
I'm playing the NBA music or I would hit you with a shovel.
Thank you. No, Jay's got shovels too. It's okay. And now the focus will turn for the Raptors from Nurse.
Oh my God.
Ow!
Thanks, Jay.
To Masai Ujiri. He's got a year left on his deal and every team in the NBA is be linked to him. Because who would want to stay in Toronto when you could work for James Dolan and the Knicks, guys? They're going to have to load up a few Brinks trucks to Masai's driveway. I don't know that there's a better basketball executive on planet Earth. So we'll see if that work gets done.
Well, especially
MLSC.
If he can get...
the playoffs, Giannis and Tetokotomatu.
And Tetokotomatu
would nail that guy down, yeah.
Massive ad and take a little pressure off... Siakatakatikata, who was no good in the playoffs this year.
No, he was very average.
To the CPL's Island Games in PEI.
Fast kicking, low scoring, and ties. You bet.
No ties yesterday. Cavalry FC falls to Forge 1-0. Their season is over. Tommy's team allowed a single shot on target the whole game. It went in. They're flying home today.
You got Brian Elliott in that net or what?
It's not good. It was a lovely finish. A lovely shot. It was not a stain in the crease, half wall from the hash marks type goal against
sure.
the Ducks in best of seven.
I didn't see it, so I was just wondering. Brian.
Bleaching that one crease.
Brian?
That's your Pinder Report.
Good night, Brian.
The Pinder Report, brought to you by Motorworks. Don't trust your BMW to just anyone. Motorworks has the latest BMW tools and software for diagnostics and repairs without dealers' prices. On 51st Ave and 3rd Street Southeast.
Okay, good night, guys.